Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a roll, on a honey.
Welcome to the American Adversaries Thanksgiving Eve edition. Thank you so very much for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. We really do appreciate you taking some time out of your Thanksgiving Eve as you prepare for Thanksgiving Day to spend with us. We really do appreciate you so very much. Okay, that's right. We are here. We are live until 7 o'clock, and we're live on FM 105.5, AM 660 The Answer, AM660TheAnswer.com, and your smart devices for those of you who have prevailed upon the free Answer Orlando app. And for the rest of you, it is still available and still, of course, very free. And so because we are live, we invite you to call us. Of course, this is going to be contest night. Now, we'll go over the challenge. A really easy one. It should be a real fun one tonight here in just a moment. But the contest lines are officially open. The number is officially 407-774-8255 as we officially come to you from the Relax in Comfort Studios. Okay, so let me go around the table and introduce everybody. Then we'll get to our contest challenge. All right, and the creator of the said contest tonight is, of course, the chairman of the board, Mike McBath. All set to go, ready for...
Well, I think we're going to have some great songs tonight. We gave a preview of this all during the week, so yep. We'll see what they come up with.
Yeah, and with us again tonight, of course, from the Trump 2020 Club is Randy Ross. Good to see you, Randy.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, well, you got that table mic up there. All right, he's already on the phones. Go ahead, try it now. There you go. Okay.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, and because we won't be here Friday night, we're making this Patriot Home Funding Wednesday night.
Awesome.
And got Pierce Outlaw here.
Hello, all you irredeemable deplorables.
And I am the irredeemably deplorably philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Okay, so
And we got other judges on the way, so we're going to have a full house here tonight, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And let's see. Mike, go ahead with the challenge one more time, please.
Well, what we're going to do tonight, we're just going to come up with songs from the 60s and early 70s. You know, just pick out the type of song that you remember in the past. And if you want to dedicate it to someone, you're certainly, this is a little added twist, you're welcome to do that. Like my song would be, and my favorite was the Big Bopper, Chantilly Lace. Hello, baby, be here at 8, don't be late. Oh, baby, you know what I like. But who do you think I'm going to dedicate that to? I'm going to dedicate that to Harvey Weinstein. So, you know, if you got a good song, there's a lot of great ones out there from the 60s, early 70s. Bring it on, because we'll be playing little parts of them, too.
And lo and behold, the firm foundation of the American Adversaries, one Aubrey Kahn, has presented himself.
Come into the building.
He has presented himself. So good to see you, Aubrey.
Likewise. And he's Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
There, the voice from afar.
There, from a real turkey.
And, of course, he's going to help us.
Resemble that remark.
Anyway, he's going to help us judge the contest tonight. Now, of course, the winner is going to take home a great big prize package, including gift certificates to Tijuana Flats, compliments of Rick Brown, he couldn't be here tonight, and to Cafe Positano, compliments of Jerry and Jana Shepherd, great folks over at Jerry's Mercedes-Benz, jerrysmb.com, and they also now take great care of BMWers. And then you've got the package of the cryotherapy, all right. And that's compliments of Chill Cryo Sauna. Then you got the Serenity Experience, compliments of Relax and Comfort. And don't forget, their Black Friday sale is already going on. So if you're out there driving around, maybe you want to stop by the Winter Park Village. Jackie's over there tonight, and she can give you a tour of the new store.
And no bad thoughts.
That's right.
Don't become a Democrat on the spot.
That's it. And then, of course, you'll also get that big constitution, bigger than life, 4x4 constitution you can put on the wall of your home for homeschoolers or perhaps for your office even or place of business. And if you'd rather trade that off and use that as credit toward decorations for your home for the holidays, you can do that too. So that's all compliments of Dino Rentos Studios. That's dinorentostudios.com. Okay, so the challenge is thus. Just come up with some song. It doesn't necessarily have to be dedicated to anybody.
Just a good song from the 60s, you know?
Just something uplifting, maybe your favorite song from back in those days. All right. And who knows, we may put it into bumper rotation. All right, in the meantime, we do have a little bit of business to talk about today. We're going to try to keep things a little light on the upside.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking on the upside, the market was once again on the upside. Not all three, not all of them, but the NASDAQ.
One of our indexes hit a new high again today, the NASDAQ, and we were happy to see the Dow. That was down 64, and when I say happy, it never took a beating. We closed at 23,526. Oil closed at the 2.5-year high today. You know, a lot of people forget when oil was $100, which happened to be 3 years ago. And so, you know, oil closed at 57.97. That was nice. The other fact is, you know, relative to everything out there, Goldman Sachs came out like today, and they pointed out that this is an amazing statement. And Goldman Sachs is a pretty good firm. They believe that the market could actually do better in 2018 than in 2017, which is hard to believe, but they estimate if we can get the tax package through, which is a big, big if, but if we can, they estimate you could see a 14% increase in earnings, you know, which would be a huge number, and it would get us to where Trump would like us to go to begin covering these deficits down the road. So Goldman Sachs, I hope you're right, because it could be an awful lot of fun for us. So let's see where we go. So positive things for the market.
Yeah, Goldman Sachs is also in their weekly newsletter predicted 3.8% GDP next year for an annual rate. Also, with the stock market today, don't read too much into the numbers, either good or bad, because of very thin volume.
Holiday week.
Yeah, most of the traders have already hit the trail.
Like Congress did. Yeah. Hey, Randy, you know, you're pretty well connected,
I don't know about that.
The Trump 2020 Club. And by the way, if you join the Trump 2020 Club, you get these bulletins.
Yeah, every day. Yeah. We if you're a platinum member, we send out the I get a daily update from the White House. So if you our platinum member, you get that daily update as well. But if you're a regular member, we attend you at the quarterly meetings and things like that. But.
And so what do you think about this tax plan? Are you getting any scuttlebutt, anything through the grapevine there?
Well, you know, the challenge...
That's a record, Chris.
Heard it through the grapevine. The challenge is many people feel like the president's being backed into a corner still with this process. I don't feel like it's exactly what he wanted, what we actually needed. So behind the scenes, what I hear from a lot of people is they're not of Trump people, Trumper supporters. They're not as pleased as they would like to be with what's happening right now.
Yeah. But it's sort of a, more as you said, he's sort of backed into a corner where it's sort of a take it or leave it type thing.
He's got to win some victories. We've got to make sure we put him in a position to start accomplishing some of the goals that he campaigned on and that we wanted to see him accomplish. And I think this is one of those where I think it's a slam dunk. We should be able to at least help him through this process.
And by the way, it's not too late to call your senator. I mean, the Congress, the House of Representatives have done their part or what they're going to do. And but it's not too late to call Marco Rubio, say, and say, you know, he seems to be pretty solid for whatever tax plan it comes out. Actually, the people to talk to are Corker, Flake, Susan Collins, and I don't know if I'd waste my time with John McCain. Right?
There's a lot of misinformation in the media, too, about the tax package. One of the leading pundits in my industry of mortgages and bond trading, Barry Habib, put out a very good video yesterday. You can find it on the National Real Estate Post, and he goes into how the tax plan will affect housing and tells the truth about it and dispels a lot of the rumors that are out in the media right now about how the tax plan is going to hurt the middle class and housing. And it's far from the case.
I was going to say, is it?
No, it's far from the case. It's all propaganda. It's misinformation.
Well, I mean, you know, just the fact that the market did better next year than it did this year. I don't care who you are. You're going to be a benefit one way or the other. Even as a worker of a corporation, getting your pension, your IRA, your 401k, it's all good.
Yep. Okay, let's get to the contest lines.
Look at this. Got three of them lined up.
Yeah, got Al up first tonight. Hey, Al, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Chris?
Excellent. Good to hear from you.
I have a song from the early 70s,
okay.
Big hit, and I want to dedicate it to Barack Obama.
Okay.
And the song, you might remember something about the song, and it's called Dancing Queen by ABBA.
We know that one well.
I know you know that one well.
Boy, he jumped on it quick, didn't he?
He's got that music on it.
I didn't want to be second. I called before you guys went on the air.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I appreciate it.
I wanted to make sure I got that one in.
That's a good one.
And dedicated to Barack Obama. Perfect for him.
Yes, sir.
You see how quick Nick got that on, too?
Very good.
Yeah, I hear it.
All right, great way to start us off here tonight, Al. And happy Thanksgiving to you.
Same to you. Be safe.
Yeah, and same to you. All right, that brings us to Bo. That's the idea, though. That's all we're looking for.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
All right, Bo, you are up next. How you doing? Hello. Hello.
Hey, doing fine. Chris, to you and all your team, a blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to sing just a 30-second rendition for Nick, and I already told him, blessed Thanksgiving. A little song, I'll sing last verse, What a Wonderful World.
Oh, yeah. What a wonderful world. Thank you, Bo.
Wait,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Bo.
Oh, he's singing it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, that could be better in the record.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hold it. All right.
Okay.
Everybody, here we go. All right, Bo, it's the floor is yours.
Well, thank you kindly, folks. I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
About
He's not
Thank
done.
You,
all right.
Oh, all right. He's doing the reprise.
No. I mean, Bo, are you a vodka drinker?
No. Hey, that was pretty good. What are you talking about? He hit all the notes.
Guys, I did it. Hey, guys, I did it Al Capone.
Oh, I thought that was good.
That is good.
Hey, no, but I admire guys like that, you know? He jumps on and he sings it.
One other thing I dedicate to the world, I hope that those that don't have our religion at least appreciate something.
God bless you.
You got it.
Thank you so much, Bo. Very good. Very good.
He gets extra points for singing.
That's
there's some points in there. You're not kidding. Yep. I mean, that's big.
I'm going to put a star next to
it. That's big. Real big.
Let's go next to Peggy, and then we'll take a break and get some more contestants lined up. Hey, Peggy, how are you doing tonight? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Thank you.
Hey, Peggy. Are you ready for the Penn State final game?
Oh, you bet you. Yeah, okay, yeah.
You refrained yourself, Peggy.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Thank you. Nick wore his thumb out last week.
Oh, yeah, that was quite the game.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, what I have is dedicated to all the Vietnam vets that didn't get the welcome that they were due.
Okay.
Is We Gotta Get Out of This Place by the Animals.
Oh, yeah, this is a great song.
We gotta get out of this place.
And I'm not gonna sing it. I couldn't do anything.
Not many people can keep up with Jim Morrison, right?
Nick, hit it.
Well, no, with the last caller, I couldn't sing.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. All right, thank you, Peggy. Great dedication as well. We'll take this right into the break. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. And two, please do remember our great veterans. We'll be right back.
Time is due, I know. Watch my daddy in bed and crying. Watch his hand be turning gray.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com, DinoRentosStudios.com, where they bring ideas to life. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com, DinoRentosStudios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty. This is dedicated to Harvey Weinstein. Notice the style of the speech.
All right. Baby, I know.
Unfortunately, he knew what he liked, you know.
All right. Okay, once again, thanks for being with us on your Thanksgiving Eve. We really do appreciate it. And, you know, Peggy had a great dedication there to our Vietnam vets. And because, you know, when we're being thankful about things.
That's one that we all should be.
Exactly.
Sure.
When Washington had the original Thanksgiving proclamation, it was for a day of thanksgiving and prayer. So please hold all of our vets and all of our current serving military and first responders,
Chris,
and
players,
because we are so thankful for them.
Yeah, and you know, my roommate from the Bills, my rookie year, was the captain of the University of Oklahoma, comes to the Bills, immediately starts at a guard position, but he was ROTC. He was pulled right into the Vietnam War, and within 3 months of getting there, he was killed.
Really?
He was the only NFL player killed from Vietnam, and as I remind our D-plus students that are out there, I said, when his casket came back, it had a flag on top of it. You know, it didn't have a football, you idiot. And, you know, but that's the reason you don't find any support from the former players.
Yeah, it had a flag, not his Bills jersey. What was his name?
Bob Kalsu. You know, and you know what the interesting
thing? He's on the wall.
He's on the wall of fame. And plus, all his kids grew up to be doctors and lawyers and everything else. And the guy was obviously a pretty smart guy. But you know what? They weren't victims of anything. Those people just progressed. It was terrible what happened, but you know, that was a family that had their goals and objectives oriented in a proper way.
He must have had one heck of a wife, too.
And he did. I mean, really.
Ooh. Yeah, further example that adversity does not build character, it reveals it.
Right. Yep.
Let's go to Ron and see what he's going to reveal for us for his contest entry tonight. Hey, Ron, how you doing? Thank you so much for calling.
Sure. The song I was thinking about was Imagine by John Lennon.
Okay.
And I'm not much of a singer, but it'd probably make you and Mike sound all the much better if I tried.
Go ahead. Hey, Ron, go ahead. You got the whole song, buddy.
I doubt that.
All right. You ready? All right.
We're
here
ready.
We go.
This is really great.
Imagine there's no Hillary. Easy if you try. No Mueller or Comey. Finally, an honest FBI.
Oh, my gosh. I like this one.
Imagine all the people opening up their eyes. Well, you may say Trump's a dreamer, but he's not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and become a Republican.
Awesome.
Bravo.
Bravo. Ron, you need to do a YouTube.
My Lord. That was very good.
That was, man. Very
amazing. Yeah, I came up with that in about 5 minutes sitting in traffic trying to remember it all was the hard part.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, make sure we got your information, and you're definitely in the contest. Now, once again, folks, thank you. You don't have to improvise. You don't have to sing it, but if you want
there's extra credit.
Maybe. All right, let's go to Jeff. Okay, let's go to Eddie. I'm sorry, let's go to Eddie next. Eddie, you are up next. Thanks for calling tonight. How you doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, I'm doing great. Happy Thanksgiving. That was a great entry. I have to say, that's my vote. Is whoever that was a hit.
Okay.
Are you pulling out already?
So I happen to, hello there. Hey, I happen to be up here in McLean, Virginia. So I said, you know what? For American adversary's sake, why don't I just go knock on the NSA's door? So I did. And I said, I'm here for public access of information. And they said, well, give us something we can do a search on. And I said, do this. Chief Humping Dog.
So that's who was out front of my house today.
That's it. So they pulled up the report and they handed it to me, and they said they have a picture of Pierce hanging out at Just Puppies, and they have identified him as Feel-A-Pet.
You're getting roasted, I think, here there, Pierce. All right, go ahead, Eddie.
Well, the song I'm picking is for the mood that we're country in after the election, and that's really – I really so enjoy American Adversaries. I shut the TV off, Chris. I so enjoyed the election night. It was so good with what you guys had because there was no bias. With that said, my song is Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys.
Oh, that's a great one, yeah.
Here we go.
Boy, Nick is good getting these out quick.
We sure had them good vibrations going. All right. Thanks, Eddie. We appreciate it. And by the way, that's
–
okay, that's the whole idea behind the Trump 2020 Club, is to keep that enthusiasm going. So, all right, so that's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a break here in a minute or so. We've got the contest lines opened up now, so you can call in with your entries, 407-774-8255, and we will have a winner before we get out of here tonight. And don't forget, when we go off the air, you got Larry Elder coming up after us. And then at 9 o'clock tonight, it's Wednesday night, you will have WDW News. And that's a great show that Nick LoCicero and his team put together and do a great job with. And so that'll be tonight at 9 on these very same stations. Okay, so once again, we're looking for these happy
Chris,
tunes,
I mean,
these significant
Ron,
tunes.
I mean, the
these...
guy comes up with lyrics and everything.
Yeah,
imagine all the, you know what. Wow.
I'm telling you what. I'm telling you what.
This is a tough contest.
It will be. So you got one over there, Aubrey? You got a favorite tune?
I think the one that suits Hillary best.
What's that?
By the Beatles. Help.
She sure needs some help, I'll tell you that. By the way, did you hear her on Hugh Hewitt's show this morning? How about that?
Oh, yeah. That's a,
yeah. So
I can't wait till she becomes...
I didn't get to see that one.
Yeah, it was mainly about her book.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, I'm not. And he did ask some questions on the topic that you would like. He just didn't press it as hard as some people
would
like.
Yeah, I would like to see a little fire.
I'd love to hear her on the... Liberal Apologist Show.
Well, whose is that?
Michael Medved.
Oh, she may be there next if she did you. Anyway, when we come back, we'll have Rick up next for the contest and maybe you if you give us a call right now, 407-774-8255.
And AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Advocacy groups are suing Hulu. At issue, the company's efforts to make the streaming service available to those who are visually impaired. The lawsuit seeks to force Hulu to put in a special audio track to those who can't see so they'll be able to enjoy TV shows and movies. The federal lawsuit says Hulu's failure to provide services for the blind violates the Americans with Disabilities Act. U.S. and Japanese naval ships and aircraft searching for three people missing in the Pacific Ocean after a U.S. Navy plane crashed while taking passengers and cargo to the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan. Eight others were rescued, and the Navy says they're in good condition. The Reagan is conducting a joint exercise with the Japanese Navy. He was the teen idol who starred in the 1970s sitcom The Partridge Family. David Cassidy passed away Tuesday at the age of 67. He announced this year that he had dementia. This is SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
Hey, good afternoon. Hope you're having a great Wednesday and a safe one, and happy Thanksgiving. AccuWeather says we have a soggy Thanksgiving and Black Friday on the way. Right now, 80 at OIA, 77 at Epcot's. Enjoy that. You know, as you hit the road this weekend, get ready for gas prices on the downswing, which is good news, even though prices are about 20 cents higher per gallon than they were last year at this time. AAA says this is the busiest Thanksgiving travel weekend in a decade. An estimated 51 million Americans are going to hit the road or air this weekend, 2.7 million here in Florida. Airlines report an increase of about 10%. Too. Plan on extra lines at OIA and Sanford International. And watch out for those awkward moments during dinner tomorrow with relatives and family. Pass the turkey and hold the politics and sex scandal talk. In a recent poll, one in three Americans dread the possibility of political talk at the Thanksgiving table. We'll be back in with traffic and the weather forecast coming up.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. 800-282-0254.
Hi, this is Roxy Astor from Glow, one of the Park Avenue knockouts. When I'm not shopping or getting my nails done, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. These guys are the best when it comes to political professional wrestling. I'd step in the ring any day with these guys, but of course I'd win.
Okay, somebody's going to win tonight a great prize package to start your Thanksgiving weekend off right. Okay, and thank you for spending your Thanksgiving Eve, a little bit of your Thanksgiving Eve with us. All right, we are doing our regular contest tonight because we won't be here tomorrow night, nor Friday night, nor Monday, nor Sunday
night. When are we going to be here?
But we will be back Monday night. And, of course, Abe Katzman will join us live from Jerusalem, and John Barros will be due to be in on Monday. Okay, in the meantime, we've got Michael McBath in the studio, got Aubrey Kahn in the studio, got Randy Ross, got Pierce Outlaw, myself, Christopher Hart, Nicholas Cicero on the bridge. We will be your judges tonight, and we got Rick up next in the contest. So, Rick, thanks for calling tonight. Appreciate you holding through that break. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen.
Thank you.
My contribution, or the song that I find very uplifting and happy from that time period, is one that I played the morning after the election.
Okay.
And it was Dancing in the Streets.
Oh, that is a good one, yeah. Dancing in the Streets. That is great.
I love that song.
I do, too. Philadelphia, PA.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Now, you tell me that ain't an uplifting, happy song, guys.
You know, Rick, that would have been perfect right after the election. Dancing in the Streets, Philadelphia, PA.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Down to New Orleans. All right, hey, Rick, that's a great one.
God bless you guys, and thank you for all you do, and thank you for putting up with my snide comments over the years. I really enjoy the show.
Are you kidding? We look forward. We look forward to those comments.
Rick,
so keep them coming.
If we can put up with your comments and Mike's singing, we're doing okay.
Hey, Rick, don't let him push that on you.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks, Rick. All right, great entry. And Don is up next. Let's get Don's entry in. Hey, Don, how are you doing tonight? Thanks for calling.
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Excellent. Great. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. First of all, I want to do a correction. We got to get out of this place with Eric Burden and the Animals, not Jim Morrison.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was the Animals.
That's right, the Animals.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Okay.
Okay, I want to do a dedication for Charlie Rose and all the rest of the guys involved in the sex up epidemics is Love Potion number 9.
That was good. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. Yep.
And then one other one for Charlie Rangel. I lost my thrill on Rangel Hill.
Boy, Don knows his songs.
He does. I tell you what, can't get one past this guy.
Don, you're 70 years old, right, Don?
No.
We can't get out of this place. I was a senior in high school.
Wow. No wonder you recognized it. Yeah. All right. All right. Thank you, Don. God bless you. Make sure we have your information, please.
That was good.
All right. Yeah. All right. So, Love Potion number 9. That's
you remember that one?
I had forgotten all about it, to be honest with you.
I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. Yep.
Wow. Potion number 9.
Yep. That was
all
great.
All right. So, anyway, that's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, you have until about 6:55 to get your contest entry in. And we'll look forward to that. We do have some contest lines open right now. So 407-774-8255 is the number. While we have a moment here, I want to once again please remind you to circle December 9th on your calendar. It's coming up real quick. Mike's
Candy
daughter's going to be there.
Yeah, I know she's running in it. They have 5,000 meter, right?
Yeah, well, 5K.
5K.
The 11th annual Boys Town Central Florida Candy Cane 5K run.
You know, Chris, a lot of people don't understand. You can walk in these things. You know, doesn't mean you got to run and be in perfect shape all that. You just stroll along, have fun.
Yeah, actually, all you need to do is show up and pay the registration fee.
Yeah, then you can run backwards home. Give them the money and hit the road.
It's at Central Winds Park in Winter Springs. The run starts at 8 a.m. That's going to be a lot of fun for the whole family right on up to mid-afternoon. So, you know, it'd be a great way to kick off, you know, the the countdown.
And it is
to
a lot of fun, Chris. You know what I mean? It's a great social event. You meet people. It's terrific.
So that's December the 9th, the 11th annual Boys Town Central Florida Candy Cane 5K Run. Central Winds Park, and you can Google Boys Town 5K if you want to pre-register for $25 or do it the day of for $35. Once again, it all goes to the local Boys Town in Oviedo. And then 1 week later, and I'm sure you're going to run into Rick Brown at this event if you happen to go, and that is, you might even run into Pierce Outlaw. I saw him salivating when I mentioned this last week. That's going to be the Canterbury's 5th annual holiday wild game dinner. That's the evening of Saturday, the December the 16th. For only $35, you're going to get a multi-course meal, including a pre-meal reception, a knife
and a fork.
Thank you. Yes. And you'll have venison, wild boar, elk, game hen to choose from, or maybe have some of all of them. And, of course, all the side dishes and homemade desserts, and all for $35 a person. Can't beat it.
You're not kidding.
While you're throwing out dates, the next Trump 2020 Club meeting is on Tuesday, January 16th. I'm sorry about that.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, because I want to give...
We're taking the holidays off after we did all those relief efforts, but we're coming back in January 16th.
Okay.
At Friendly Confines. I'll be back before then to talk more about
it. Oh, absolutely. And by the way, you can still join in the meantime by going to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. All right, Frank is up next with a contest entry tonight. So let's go to Frank on the contest lines. Hey, Frank, how you doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
Healthy and prosperous, brother. Same to you.
Thank goodness. One question before we get started. Who wins the Michigan-Ohio State game this weekend?
Buckeyes.
That looks like a pretty easy one this time.
That was, yeah. I think so.
Can they both lose?
Oh, Pierce, that was not very kind.
I'm rooting for the asteroid.
Mike, who are you supporting on that one? I'd like to see
Ohio State win because then they get they'll end up in the top four. You know, if not, I think the Big Ten could say goodbye unless Wisconsin can sneak by Ohio State in the playoff, assuming Ohio State wins this game.
Well, just to make a Trump connection, Debbie Cox Rouse, she was the grassroots director for the state of Florida who now works in the White House and is director of senior corps. Big Ohio State fan, and she's totally like – more supportive of them than ever. So I was happy. I'll be
okay,
sure
then we'll
that.
Go with Ohio State. Okay.
All right, Frank, thanks for the prognostication. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, speaking of Jim Morrison, I'm going to dedicate this to Harvey Weinstein et al.
Yeah.
That's a song called Come On, Come On, Come On, Come On, Now Touch.
Oh, yeah, touch me, babe. Oh, yeah.
That you are really afraid.
Oh.
What was that promise that I made?
Nick is on it.
Boy, Nick, you're reading minds, Nick. This is impossible.
Come on,
touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made?
That is absolutely perfect for Harvey Weinstein and the rest of the crew. You know? Wow. Touch me, babe.
Doors. Got it.
Remember that, Chris? That was a great one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. God bless. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay,
thanks.
Frank.
Same to you, Frank. God bless you. All right, so that's the idea. So let's go now.
I've come up with some great ones tonight.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Andrew is up next. Hey, Andrew, how are you tonight?
Yeah, okay.
Good to hear from you.
My song is the ABBA, the winner gets it all, the loser standing small.
And you want to dedicate that to
small goes to all these guys that are Hillary associates and Weinstein associates. The winner, of course, goes to Trump.
You got it.
That's good.
All right. Do we have that one?
Okay, Nick, hit it. What do you mean you don't have it?
Wow. You stumped Nick.
Oh, no.
All right, we'll pull that out and run it in a little bit here, Andrew. Excellent, though. Thank you for
the extra credit.
I have another one, inspiration only.
Okay.
And it's not political, okay?
That's fine.
That's good.
This one is from Elvis Presley, end of 50s, beginning of 60s. and it says, I believe.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and it says, I believe that every drop of rain, that for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. And the most touchy line says, I believe someone in the great somewhere is everywhere.
He was a big gospel
and he
singer.
Was, you're
that's
right.
That's
right. Yep.
That's got what his mother got him singing and when he first started. Andrew, that those are excellent. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You know, Chris, think
we'll,
about
we'll
this.
We'll pull those out.
How many American Bandstand people are calling in today? I would bet there's a lot of them. You know, everybody used to watch American Bandstand out of Philadelphia, right, in the late 50s, early 60s. I'm sure they're coming.
And right. Soul Train came on right
That's
after
right.
that.
Right, right.
That's right. Peace and soul. Remember that?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Ed next on the contest line. Hey, Ed, how you doing tonight?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thank you.
My song's dedicated to you American adversaries, you know. So I want to say happy Thanksgiving to you. And I think the best song for the American adversaries is In America by Charlie Daniels.
Check it out.
I'm a fan on a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you'll understand.
I love that tune. He really tells it like it is. Let's listen up to it. Thanks, Ed. Make sure we got your info. Here we go.
This is right.
Well, the Eagles been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but
let
she
go,
ain't
let
never
go, let go.
Keep it going,
and
Nick.
The Russians don't believe that. They can all go straight to hell. We're going to put her feet back on the paths of righteousness, and then God bless America again.
That is terrific.
Again?
Yeah.
America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure food. You were walking real proud, and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would have happened again.
I tell you what.
That could be a Trump theme song. Really, the rejuvenation of America, country western style.
Yep.
Coming
yeah.
to a city near you. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
All right, Randy, you got a song for your next meeting to blare out, you know?
Hey, and, Ed dedicated it to us. So thank you,
that
Ed.
Was good, Ed.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, and do yourself a favor and follow Charlie Daniels on Twitter. He has a magnificent Twitter account.
Yeah, he does. He does. He does indeed. Okay, and he was on Fox the other day, too, by the way, I believe it was.
Yeah, played a couple of weeks ago. They had him on their morning concert series.
Yeah, that's right.
How old is he right now?
86, I believe it
All
is.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, he was born back in the 30s. And then the guy still gets out there and saws on that fiddle, buddy.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break, and maybe we'll just rack up that Charlie Daniels again.
Yeah, let it
take
roll
us into the break there, Nick. And when we come back, we're looking forward to some more contest entries tonight. 407-774-8255 is the number. Here we go.
Stick together, and you take that to the bank. That's the Cowboys and the Hippies and the Rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand. Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Cancel the show, Nick.
Not all together now.
Right. Like that's,
I think it just had a pile up on that floor.
I think we did. I think we did. By the way, Three Dog Night. That was the first concert I ever saw.
Whoa.
I think it was like 1973 at the old Eddie Graham Sports Complex out
there. Boy, you remember that? The boxing matches and everything out there. We used to go there all the time.
Oh, that was great. That was the venue in Orlando for a long time. You know, Led Zeppelin played that place.
Man, I miss
they had
that
a riot one. Out there that night.
You were out there?
No, I was, but I remember it.
All right.
A local judge by the name of Musinski shut the place down. He wouldn't allow concerts out there for a couple of years because of the riot at the Led Zeppelin concert. Yep. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Kiss played that place.
Oh, you
really?
Oh, yeah. They almost set the place on fire that night. I was there for that one.
Were you a hippie, Chris? Or were you?
I know, right?
I know. I'm starting to get a different impression here, you know? Was there a smoke cloud at that concert?
Him and Bill used to get together.
Well, let's just say you didn't need to bring anything.
All right. Come as you are. You know what I mean? Oh, boy.
And by the way, they weren't the opening act, but they were the second act, and Bob Seger was the lead act that
night.
Wow. And he shut the place down. I mean, it was the greatest concerts I've ever seen.
Back then, what'd you pay for a ticket? $5 or something?
It was like 15 or 20.
Yeah. Wow.
And I tell you what, Seger was one of the only bands that would allow Kiss to play with him. Because they started as an opening act, but everybody liked them more than the main act, so the main acts would kick them off the ticket.
You know, when we were down back in the late 60s, you know, remember... All the American Bandstand people came down to the Jersey Shore. And, you know, we used to work in Summers Point, which is where the alcohol was allowed. Ocean City, it wasn't. And every rock star ever that came through, Frankie Avalon, Fabian, everybody came right through the bars that we were, you know, working at, which
was
amazing.
Did David Cassidy come through there?
I didn't recognize him.
Too soon.
Yeah,
I think that's right. A little bit early.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Next week's show.
All right, let's get back to the contest tonight. Willie is up next, and then Dave. Hey, Willie, how you doing tonight? Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome, Chris. What's going on? Hey, Mike.
Hey, Willie.
I hear Piers. in the background doing a little bit of laughing.
Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to go incognito, but nobody's letting me.
Well, I have to announce probably the shortest closing in the history of Dr. Phillips Properties, and I appreciate it, Pierce.
Oh, you're very welcome. Great. You're a joy to work with.
All right. So he did your mortgage for you? Willie?
Yes, he did. Yeah, and it was painless. It was just a pleasure to go through the whole process. So,
well, thank you for
that. I really appreciate the good work. Yeah,
thank you.
Patriot Home Funding is a wonderful company.
Well, thank you for supporting our sponsors. I appreciate
checks
that.
Checks in the mail.
No, Willie, he said meet him at Del Frisco's a little bit later.
Yeah. All right. We owe you one. Go ahead, Willie.
Well, having grown up in Arkansas, my dad was a military type through a couple of wars, and so obviously he was leaning way right, probably right of Attila the Hun. But I remember when Bill and Hillary showed up in Arkansas after they had spent their college days in the Ivy League schools.
Okay.
And it was all that Bill could do to drag her back out of Chicago to bring her to Arkansas.
Yeah.
And so when Bill was elected Attorney General, my dad knew all about this guy, that he is who he was, right?
Right.
The background, whatnot.
Okay.
And so he was always thinking, can't they just go back where they came from, especially Hillary, Chicago? So my song, Dedication, is one of my favorite Elvis songs, top five, is Return to Sender.
I know. Return to Sender.
Y'all have a great night.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Thanks, Willie. Like happy Thanksgiving.
I gave a letter to the postman.
Remember this? This is really good.
He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it.
Return to sender. Address unknown.
Listen to y'all.
No such number.
No such phone.
See, a lot of people don't think we remember all these lyrics, Chris.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, let's get with it, you know. Why couldn't that be better in calculus?
You guys had a little harmonizing going on there. All right, return to sender. All right.
That was good.
I like the theme of that
Clinton's.
One.
Absolutely.
Wow. And there's a place for that song in a lot of things that we talk about. Return to Sender.
It sure is. That brings us to Dave. Dave, you're up next tonight. How you doing?
Hey, hi, guys. What a fun night.
All right, Dave.
Thank you for calling. And happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, this song's going to be for Hillary, of course.
Okay.
And, you know, she called us all deplorables.
Correct.
And it really hurt her. It may have cost her the election. You know, it was really bad. But recently, she was kind of hurt by this. She's skating around the issues, and Donna Brazile wrote this book, Hacked,
right,
which I'm reading right now. And it's how, you know, Hillary skated on this and that and everything. And, you know, it's been widely reported, it's rumored, that she called Donna Brazile a buffalo. Remember that?
Yes.
Ooh, that's
right.
She
was all upset, and Donna was, head of the DNC at the time.
Right.
She calls her a buffalo, so it brought back this song to me. Roger Miller called You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd.
How did Pierce know that? He was actually...
That must be an Arkansas song or something.
Pierce is over here pandering this song.
I have to question somebody who knows that song. You know?
Let's listen. Can't take a shower in a parking cage. Can't take a shower in a parking cage. Can't take a shower in a parking cage. You can be happy if you've mind to. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down. Do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't go swimming in a baseball.
I've never heard this.
I don't think I have either. You know?
Well, you guys aren't as old as me, I guess.
All right.
We're circling there, Dave.
Hey.
That was pretty good.
Hey.
Is that funny?
That's good. Kid on your back. Can't change film with the kid on your back. Can't change film with the kid on your back.
So
you can be happy if you mind to. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. Can't drive. Sounds like one of my uncles.
Dave, is this Burl Ives?
Pardon me?
Is this Burl Ives?
No.
It's Roger Miller.
Roger Miller.
Yeah.
He said it, yeah.
Roger Miller.
There we go.
You can't roller skate in the Buffalo herd, but you can be happy if you've mine too.
All right. Well, I like that. You can be happy if you've mine too. All right, Dave. Beautiful. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for calling. And, yeah, make sure we got your information. That's the idea, ladies and gentlemen, is to come up with a tune.
I thought he was going to come up with a Water Buffalo song by the Muppets.
I'd like to hear Def Leppard do a cover of that, right? All right, we will take a break. When we come back, we got another hour to go. And then, of course, you got 2 hours of Larry Elder and then 2 hours of WDW News. And that's all right here tonight on these very same stations. And once again, thank you so very much. We are so very thankful for you, ladies and gentlemen, for you, because you spend your precious time with us. And there's no way that we can really make up for that other than to thank you so very much.
Chris, a lot of people are singing going down I-4 right now.
They are.
Can't roller skate with Buffalo.
It's Shazam, and they're trying to get those socks.
Magical. Opinion.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our first when I'm a road.
Some great contest entries so far. We're doing the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show contest tonight because, of course, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for spending some of your Thanksgiving Eve with us as we get you going into Thanksgiving weekend, ready for Black Friday and all the shopping and all the eating and all the watching the college football. And
watching your weight. That's the only depressing thing about the wonderful holiday.
All right. So before we remind you about the contest and everything, don't forget we're here. We're live until 7 o'clock, about 6:55. We will choose a winner for our contest tonight. And you can call us at 407-774-8255 if you'd like to get in the contest or if you just have some remarks you would like to make. To Michael McBath, to Aubrey Kahn, to Randy Ross, to Pierce Outlaw, to myself, Christopher Hart, And, of course, Nick LoCicero is on the bridge. Once again, 407-774-8255. And before we go any further, does this camera mean we're on something?
You're on. You're on Facebook Live right now on my Facebook page.
Tell people how they can see us here.
If they go to – actually, my page is open, so you can go watch it. Actually, right now, you can watch it live at on Randy Ross. And you'll see a picture with me and President Trump, and it says thankful. So that's how you'll know you're on the right Facebook page.
I'm going to lean back so I'm out of the picture.
Oh, we can hear you, though.
So that's myself.
Yeah, Peter, you're there.
There's Pierce Outlaw and Randy.
And if you turn it a little bit, you can see our other guests, and you can see Mike. Let's see.
McBath.
There's
Aubrey Conn. And look who's that back in the back. That's back there.
The president showed
Thank
up.
Thank you for stopping by, President.
Hey, yeah. We need to stop by on his way to Mar-a-Lago.
Thanks for a moment in time.
Yeah. You know? So we'll just turn it like that for right now. We'll just kind of work it back and forth.
Campaigning already. Oh.
Yeah, we'll just
you
work
see,
it back.
Chris conveniently edited himself out of the picture there, right?
Yeah, I know. He goes, well, Greg, what's it doing over here?
Don't want the authorities to see me. Oh, never mind. No, okay. So anyway, the contest challenge is?
It's very simple. Tonight we want you to think back in time and come up with some of the oldies but goodies from the 60s and early 70s. You have different styles of presentation. You could either sing along with your song. You could dedicate it to someone. We've had just absolutely fabulous
there's been
examples
a lot of them,
here.
Too. I can't believe
just mention two or three.
Well, we had, let's see, the American Adversaries dedicated us from Ed, that great Charlie Daniels tune.
That was very good.
Back in America. We had Wonderful World sung by Bo.
Very, right? Oh, yeah.
And he had all the lyrics down just so. And then we had the melody of Imagine by John Lennon. Really Ron improvised his own Imagine, mm-hmm. a world without Hillary Clinton.
And he did that in I-4 Traffic.
He did that in
I-4 Traffic, which is really impressive.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, he's also along the side of the road right now.
Yeah, and Rick said Dancing in the Streets.
That was coming right from the show originally.
Yeah, so that's what we're looking for. And Willie had returned to sender. So
remember that song, Two Girls for Every Guy, I'm Going to Surf City, where it's 2-1. I'm going to. That could be a song, too. But who
for
sang
Al Franken,
that?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Two girls for every guy. Nick, you know what that song is, Surf City, buddy.
All right, so the contest lines are open, and once again, we will have a winner tonight. So. So far now, we've only gotten one lady enter tonight.
I know, and usually they're very creative and artistic.
I'm sure you ladies have got some tunes for us out there. So please call us, 407-774-8255. Just want to make a public service announcement here for a moment. Friday is the last day that you can apply for storm disaster relief in Florida here, in the counties that are disaster, have been declared disaster counties, and the Central Florida counties pretty much all counties in the state, because of Hurricane Harvey. And so if you want to apply for disaster relief, you do it through FEMA by going to disasterassistance.gov. They won't be there tomorrow, but you can do this online, of course, disasterassistance.gov. Friday is the deadline at midnight. You must at least have your application in, have the process started, and then they'll take it from there. So, and this goes for homeowners, renters, business owners, this is done through FEMA. And they may provide you some funds directly. They may steer you to the SBA. But in any case, if you need that assistance, Friday is the deadline. Disasterassistance.gov is the location. Aubrey.
Who is that Democrat senator, the old one, that just admitted to paying off?
Johnny Conyers.
Johnny Conyers. And, of course, we have our other favorite Democrat senator, Al Franken.
And?
Well, there's another song dedicated to both of them.
And that would be?
By the Beatles again. Please, Please Me.
Please, that's please another me. Entry here. You know?
Okay. Oh, wow.
You're starting off the second half of the show in a very low position.
There you go. Anyway, so, of course, Aubrey is ineligible. But
yeah. I don't think we have to worry about that. Yeah, I was going to say, we don't have to worry about that one, no.
All right, so the contest lines are open. Nick's manning the phones right now. If you get a busy signal, just keep trying. And we'll make sure we get
you know, Chris,
anybody gets through, we'll get in.
Too bad we don't know the UCF fight song. You know, with Friday coming up, the biggest game in the history of UCF, in all seriousness, you know. Right. And at 3:30 it kicks off on national TV. All you UCFers have jammed that stadium, and, I mean, make the house shake down, because if you win, you end up in probably the top six bowl games, which will be a New Year's Day bowl, and the ramifications of that on the positive side are outstanding to academics, to fundraising, to everything. So go UCF Knights, and I don't know the song.
Bounce, bounce.
It's a great thing for Central Florida, specifically for the economy as well. I mean, that's a great thing.
Fabulous. I mean, the money that will roll through there and restaurants and everything else. So, great afternoon.
By the way, I did want to report a couple of instances of news that aren't particularly happy, but I did want to get them out, especially because of Thanksgiving in particular with this one story. Oh, no. You heard about the aircraft that went down in maneuvers, and eight survivors were plucked out of the ocean, but three, I believe it's sailors, air crew are missing, evidently may have gone down with the plane. So as we give Thanksgiving, as we give thanks over Thanksgiving, please remember to give thanks for these brave souls who are out there putting their lives on the line for us, because, I mean, what would we do without them?
And pray for their families.
Absolutely.
Indeed, absolutely. Also, North Korea crossed the border into South Korea today.
Now, the defector, is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, it wasn't necessarily an offensive action. They were chasing a defector who lit out and made a run for it, literally made a run for it. Across the border, you had several North Korean guards chase him into South Korea, at which time, at some point, they gave up the chase and went back, and the defector evidently made it.
He wasn't even in South Korea yet. He was there, and the South Koreans pulled him over the border.
Is that what happened?
They showed it on the
He actually got shot.
Multiple times.
Well, there was a guy last week got shot five times, and he made it, and he's recovering. And they said that he's enjoying all the fruits of freedom and getting to watch American TV.
Wow.
Imagine that.
I tell you what, the illusion is that the North Korean people will do anything for this crackpot dictator, right?
Right.
Yeah, wrong.
Only because they have to. If they didn't have to, if they had a choice, they would flee that country.
Sure,
or
absolutely.
They would throw him out and make the country into something else.
Right.
Yeah.
Because even though they control the media, they control the information as much as possible, some things do filter through.
Right.
And when you have right across the border, a for lack of a better word, a paradise compared to what you're living in,
no bonanza.
The grass really is greener on the other side.
No,
right?
I agree.
Absolutely. Well, you look no further than the North Korean economy. Their economy has frozen, stalled because it's government-run. It's in shambles. Okay. And right now, there is a black market economy that's not criminal. Well, it is criminal from their standpoint of their government, but everyday people are participating in it, and that's where any rising the Korea standard of living is coming from, is from this black market economy of people in the streets trading with each other and helping each other because the government has completely failed them.
And that's where information creeps through as well, in the form of maybe DVDs and things like that, movies, whatever. Okay, let's get back to the contest lines. Alfred, Jan, and Gary are up next. Hey, Alfred, how you doing tonight? God bless you.
Fine, gentlemen.
Good, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, the same. A deplorable here.
We love you for it.
My peeps.
A deplorable.
My song is dedicated to the November 8th.
Okay.
American adversaries, the president, and Wall Street. It's been a wild thing.
Wild thing.
Oh, yeah.
Remember this?
Of course.
You make my heart ring. Wow.
That night was wild, listening to you and all your gang there, us skating. Oh, that was great.
It was indeed. We look forward to doing it again in 3 years, too, baby.
Exactly.
Wow, bang.
Who did that song? Do you remember, Chris?
Here we go.
Wow, thing.
I think I love you. But I want to know for sure.
come on and hold me tight. I love
that was
you.
Pretty risky back then.
Well, I know. I was probably singing to Nancy Pelosi.
See, I knew we'd find some good bump music in all of this.
It's great. It's just
great. Was that the Rascals?
I believe it.
Well, the Trogs.
The Trogs. That's right. Oh, man.
Whatever happened to the Trogs?
All right. Hey,
they became the Frogs.
Great.
I don't know.
That's a great
selection. They went wild and ran away.
That was really good, Alfred.
Dang.
You make my heart ring.
All right, let's go to Jan. How are you doing tonight, Jan? Thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you. I would like to dedicate my song to Dennis Prager, who I believe is a truly good man, and I have learned a lot from him.
Oh, yeah, he's a genius.
And I lost my nerve for singing, but can I just say the words?
You need to.
Go right ahead.
Maybe one of you guys can sing it. It's, I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company.
I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Buy the world a home and furnish it.
Is that Jan?
Love.
Oh, no, this is the record.
Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves.
Wow.
Chris,
you're killing the song.
No. It's a real thing.
Jan, I'd like to apologize for everybody here.
Yeah. And I hope everybody on Facebook can see Aubrey Kahn right now.
Ow!
Waterboarding would be an improvement over what he was going through.
Balloon. Hey, Jan, that's great. I love that. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
That was, right.
Yeah, I'd like to teach you guys to sing.
Wow, that hurt.
Hey, make sure we have your information, please, Jan. Thank you for calling, and happy Thanksgiving. Let's get in another entry. Let's get in one more entry, then we'll take a break and come back for some more. Gary is up next. Hey, Gary, how you doing tonight? Thanks for calling.
I'm doing great. Enjoying your show a lot.
Good. Thank you so much.
Well, I thought, I don't know why, when I heard the other day singing the Robin song, Rock of Robin,
yep.
I just thought of the troglodytes and Hooked on a Feeling, and now with all these perbs in Congress, maybe it's a good song for them.
The troglodytes.
That's pretty good.
Hooked on a Feeling.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me.
I like that one.
Hear Al Franken in the background.
That's it. That's Al Franken.
Al Franken singing that.
That's real good. Ooga,
chaka, ooga, chaka, ooga, chaka.
Al Franken's being rehabilitated now.
Yeah.
He's a clean private island.
He'd make a good troglodyte.
Yeah,
all right, we're going to let this take us into the break. Thank you, Gary. Great. Happy Thanksgiving. Make sure we got your info. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries and the Troglodytes.
But you're in love with me. Listen.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TL1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals. How about a transatlantic cruise from Europe starting at $430.50 per person for an inside cabin, or $912.50 per person for a balcony for 14 nights? Book Disney this month for a 7-night cruise on the Fantasy, sailing in February or March of 2018, and get $100 onboard credit per cabin. Amber Waterways River Cruises is offering free prepaid gratuities on select 2017 and 2018 Europe and Asia sailings. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, where we are in the midst of our weekly contest. Of course, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Thanks for being with us on Thanksgiving Eve. So if you'd like to get on a contest, please call us now at 407-774-8255, because in about a half an hour, we will choose the winner. If you get through, though, we'll get you in the contest. Speaking of getting in, why don't you get in over to the Relax and Comfort Stores, one of them anyway. That's in Windermere. Winter Park Village, where they just moved to a new location right across the street, sort of Caddy Corner right. Where they were. And, of course, the Seminole Town Center Mall up there in Sanford. And they've got a great Black Friday sale. It's already going on. It'll, of course, still be going on this weekend and on their merchandise and on these pillows that we talk about on the show. Now, if you'd like to go in there and get one for free, just tell them you heard about this great Bed for Your Head pillow deal on the American Adversaries, and take a test ride on one of their sleep systems. It only takes about 15 or 20 minutes or so. If you do that, you can walk out with one free. Now, if you don't have time, or if you want to get a bunch more pillows, you can get them at 70% off. Now, these are $130 retail. Yeah. So you're talking about...
When you see how they're constructed, too, you can understand. They put a lot of money into the development and everything.
You're talking about $40 instead of $130 if you want to buy them. And now you can get one free for yourself, but you have to be, as I said, a listener to the American Adversaries. I guess you can tell your friends about it, as long as they promise to listen to the show.
Absolutely.
At least come up with a song.
That's right. All right, speaking of songs, let's get back to our contest tonight. We've got Sam and then Kim up. So let's go to Sam first. Hey, Sam, how you doing tonight? Thanks for calling.
Hey, Griff, how you doing tonight?
Excellent.
Thank you. Doing good?
Excellent. Thank you.
I was sitting here thinking about the election of Donald Trump.
Yep.
And I was thinking about all of the deplorables that are out there when they heard that he was up and he was getting ready to win. So I came up with this song, James Brown, I Feel Good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I feel good. Hey, Pierce, get off the table. You're dancing up here.
As a matter of fact, I think we played this next night.
Oh, yeah, we played that. I know. We love the song. Yeah.
And Celebrate by the Kool and the Gang or whoever.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. All right. That's dedicated to Maxine Waters.
Yeah.
You know, with the hairstyle. I feel good.
Well, you know, as we give thanks tomorrow, let's give once again thanks that the election turned out the way it did.
Isn't that the truth, though? I mean, really, it is certainly. And, you know, one of the things you and I talked about recently at one of our meetings was all of the obstructionist rhinos. And I want to make sure I point that out before we leave today.
Yeah.
That every time I'm on the show every other week, I'm going to call out one that's local. And the one I'm calling out tonight is Lou Oliver, who is the chairman of the Republican Party of Orange County, who in mixed company at a meeting after an OCREC meeting said that he was thinking about stepping down as the chairman so he could run for Congress, so he could be part of the impeachment process of Trump. Now, what Republican says something like that And to these were young Republicans as well. Who says that right now? Those are the kind of people we've got to get out of the
way. And
did
anybody challenge him and say, what exactly is the high crime or misdemeanor?
I think they were just so shocked. This is an attorney. This is an accomplished attorney, a smart person who is so hell-bent against our president that he would say something like that. So we're going to start calling those people out.
Oh, Chris. Boy, make a statement like that, and he claims he's a Republican?
Absolutely. Yeah. The leader of the Republican Party of Orange County, who does that?
You know, and the election of Donald Trump is more in line with what the founders had in mind than these, you know, preordained candidates of career politicians. Exactly. Let's get Kim's contest entry in because we're coming up on another break. Hey, Kim, how you doing tonight? Thanks for calling. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Oh, it's
nice
Kim.
To see you.
Oh.
Oh, it's hello. Hello, Randy.
Hey, how are you?
Oh.
Hello,
well,
Betty.
I'm doing well.
Hey, now, last time you called, we learned a secret or two about Randy. You got any more?
I have lots of secrets about Randy, but he wouldn't be my friend if I told you.
Okay, well, we'll have to meet somewhere else.
She always wants to get close with you. It's very interesting.
All right, Kim. Go ahead, though.
Okay, well, of course, my song is dedicated to all of you sitting at that table, except Randy. Oh. And my song is from the 1968 Broadway show called Promises, Promises.
Promises, Promises.
Why, you know that one? Right.
I can sing a lot. Nick, hit it. Now Nick's sort of stumped here, too. Look at him. Uh-oh. Kim, we need
a
little... Who was the...
Right. And that's as far as I'll go, and Randy can tell you the rest.
You don't write. Are you talking about the letter you still got from Bush? Did you get something else from the governor?
No.
Oh,
anyway, that's just one. The other is a Beatles song called I'm a Loser, and that can be dedicated to anyone.
Wow.
We know that song.
we have a whole list of them.
Yep.
Then the other song, and I'm hesitant to mention this, but it's from West Side Story.
Okay.
Stephen Sondheim. It's called American Sondheim. It's called America. I don't know if you recall that.
America. We got to go to the break. Stay on if you want. We'll be right back with more of the show.
Promises.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Michigan State University says allegations that it covered up a former gymnastics doctor's criminal sexual misconduct are simply false, and it is appalled by Larry Nassar's crimes. USA Gymnastics says it is very sorry any athlete was harmed. The institutions issued statements today after Nassar pled guilty in a Michigan courtroom to violating girls under the guise of medical treatment. Ferguson, Missouri has paid nearly $500,000 to the monitor team overseeing its police and court reforms, but city leaders question what they've gotten for their money after the departure of the original lead monitor. Attorney Clark Kent Irvin resigned in September as lead monitor overseeing the consent agreement between the U.S. Department of Justice and Ferguson, where Michael Brown died in a 2014 police shooting. On Wall Street today, the Dow down 65 to 23,526. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
This is Mark Merrill, former WWE Intercontinental Wrestling Champion. You are listening to the American Adversaries on WORL AM 660 and FM 105.5. You better tune in or it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
Democrats, yes.
All right, here we go. Here we're back.
Hey, Ari, I'm Randy.
All right, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, anyway. Thanks for being with us tonight. We do have a full house tonight, and we just hauled in Mary Lee of Vacation Travel Planners to help us out with the contest tonight. She's got an announcement also to make here in just a moment. In the meantime, if you would like to get in on our holiday contest, 407-774-8255 is the number. We're simply asking you to come up with a tune out of the 60s or 70s and that generation and just whatever reason. It's up to you. Whatever it's a favorite right. song or if you
Dedicate
have somebody
it,
in mind.
Yeah. Sing it, recompose right. it, whatever.
Yeah, that's right. So we've had a little bit of everything tonight. And we're having a lot of fun. Certainly hope that you are as well. I am Christopher Hart. That voice, of course, is Mike McBass. We also have the firm foundation of the American Adversaries in here. That's Aubrey Kahn. We got Randy Ross of the Trump 2020 Club. We got Mary Lee, as I mentioned, from Vacation Travel Planners. And we're making tonight Patriot Home Funding Wednesday because we're not going to have a Patriot Home Funding Friday. And so Pierce Outlaw is in with us tonight. And once again, Nicholas Cicero's on the bridge. And don't forget, when we go out of here at 7 o'clock, you got Larry Elder until 9 o'clock, and then you got WDW News back again with Nick and his crew, and that'll take you till 11 o'clock. So still a lot of great radio to go right here tonight. And even though we won't be here over the weekend, we'll be back on Monday, there'll still be a lot of great radio to listen to on these stations. And if you can't get through the weekend without us, you can, of course, go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, where you'll find our archive, and if you haven't already, I keep saying you might want to listen to that election night coverage. All right. Okay, so Mary Lee is here, and this is an annual event that's gotten traction over the years, and we like to help out as much as we can. So she's going to tell us a little bit about wreaths across America. Go ahead, Mary Lee, please.
Okay, so I discovered this on the internet, on good old Facebook, as something that just popped up a few years ago. And my dad was a World War II veteran, and he's buried at our Florida National Cemetery in Bushnell. And sorry for getting a little emotional, but I always had a problem going to visit him because I was just very close to him. And then I found Wreaths Across America. And what these people do is they came together and they decided that our veterans need to be honored, especially during the holidays. And they go to all the national cemeteries all over the United States. And one day a year and it's usually in December, they perform a ceremony and actually lay wreaths on the veterans' graves. And you can always contribute online, and you don't have to be there in person. If you are, it is an emotional ceremony. You see people from every single war that we've ever had, and from World War II vets that still might be alive, all there to witness this wonderful ceremony. Boy Scout troops coming out, families coming out, all to help lay these wreaths on the graves of our veterans. And this year, they're really hurting. They haven't gotten the response that they normally have, so they don't have as many wreaths that they would have. And it's only $15 to donate a wreath. You can actually look up your cemetery that you'd like to give to. You always hear the one about Arlington. Arlington always fills up quickly because obviously everybody knows Arlington. But every single state has one. And whether or not you have a relative who's buried in one of these cemeteries, or if you just feel in your heart you want to do that, or if you have an organization, you want to give more than one wreath. What I do is I do what they call a patriot pair. And I actually, it gives one wreath to the cemetery, and then it sends another wreath to my house. So I actually have one of their wreaths, which are made by a family up in Maine, super fresh, sent to my house every year, and it lasts through the whole holiday season. It's just a wonderful way. They send you a card that says thank you, and you can actually get a thank you cards for people, or just do it. But I encourage everybody, you know, if you want a wreath, if you want to give back to our veterans, please consider Wreaths Across America. And like I said, you can look up the different cemeteries in your state or wherever. Bushnell is here in Florida. And again, that's where my dad is buried. So that's where we go.
Is that where you do you make the purchase? Do you make the donation? How do you do that?
Yes, right on the websites.
What's on the
WreathsAcrossAmerica.org.
All right. So
is the website.
Okay.
And the one for here is Wreaths Across America, Bushnell.org. And it gives you directions as far as how to do it. You can actually purchase T-shirts. You can purchase Christmas ornaments, stickers, you know, different other things that they have in their store. But the wreaths is the most important thing. And they also have a program to where you can either sponsor a tree, a future Christmas tree, which every year will be growing, and it's that tree is going to be dedicated to whichever veteran you decide it to be dedicated to. And eventually that tree will be not cut down completely, but part of it will help go toward a wreath. And so they don't cut the trees down completely, but they encourage the trees to continue to grow. So this way they have wreaths for the following year. And Walmart donates trucks to help haul these wreaths down from Maine. They have veterans who escort the trucks. A lot of veterans who are on motorcycles will escort the trucks. But you see all these people come out to these ceremonies. And this year it's December 16th, which is a Saturday, and it's nationwide. So no matter which national cemetery you go to, you will see this absolutely wonderful ceremony and just a gathering of people all honoring our veterans.
And you say they're only $15 each?
Only $15.
And these are fresh. They're actual live, fresh wreaths.
Yes.
And they are for the grave sites of veterans. And it does not have to be a family member, obviously.
Correct.
So just if you can help out, that's Wreaths Across America, Bushnell.org, or simply Wreaths Across America.org. And that'll be December the 16th.
Yes.
So that will be on a Saturday. Okay? All right. So, and if you have any questions, of course, you can call us here now or call Merrily at the number for Vacation Travel Planners.
321-251-4777.
That's right. 321-451-4777.
251-4777. 4777. Yes. And in fact, every booking that I'm doing this month, a portion of my commission, I'm automatically sponsoring an additional wreath. So anything that I book, I'm also giving back to them as well.
Okay. All right. All right. In the meantime, we're going to get back to the contests and get these contest entrants in and open up some lines for some more entries. Danny, Rick, and then Angie are up next. Hey, Danny, how you doing tonight? Happy Thanksgiving.
Fantastic. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Same to you. Thank you. Go ahead.
It is another day in paradise.
Indeed it is. Okay. Is that
all right? So I'm going to go with our director, you know, Weinstein.
Right.
I mean, I'm not sure why he pronounces it a different way, but
it should be Weinstein. I mean, did you ever say Einstein?
Anyway, nope.
All right. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
But I'm going to go with him with Pink Floyd.
Okay.
Comfortably numb.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Comfortably
numb.
I guess
that's pretty
that, that would go for Bill Cosby too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he could always be, you know, sitting by the phone, you know, naked by the phone, listening. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? That's right. All right, Danny, excellent. You are in, man. You got it. Appreciate that. Little Pink Floyd for you there. All right, let's go next to Rick. Rick, how you doing tonight?
Okay, funny. I have two songs. One of them is Pink Floyd for Barack Obama, my man Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Wish You Were Here. And because he's not in the White House for a while, he can go around the world, so Roam If You Want To by the B-52s.
Oh, there you go. Roam If You Want To by the B-52s. I didn't know you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Rick. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. We really do appreciate you. Okay. For those of you who are, that's dedicated to all of those out there who are not listening right now. Okay, let's go next to Angie. Angie is up next. Hey, Angie, how you doing tonight? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, pretty good. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Excellent. Thank you. Go ahead.
I was thinking for Barack and Bill and Hillary, since they've lifted the gag order on the FBI informant, they can sing Working on the Chain Gang.
All right. Look at that, Angie, you know?
I love it.
I hear something saying.
No, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
Wow.
That's the sound of the men
working on the chain.
So Angie's not alone. We know that song, you know.
I love it.
Very good, Angie.
Yeah.
I know, that is so appropriate for Hillary and Bill and everyone.
All right, Angie's in the contest. You can be
good
in,
one,
too.
Angie.
Give us a call. The lines are open, 407-774-8255. And we knew we'd find some good bump
tunes.
That
was a good one.
Great ones tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And once again, just want to please remind you that tomorrow, being Thanksgiving, of course, we'll be off. We won't be here again Friday nor Sunday, but of course we will be back Monday. And in the meantime, we will still be active, of course, on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And I'm sure I'll let out a few tweets or two over the weekend. So that's Chris Hart Radio on Twitter. And of course, you can follow Pierce Outlaw at Pierce Outlaw. He's a chief humping dog, as it were. Randy.
At Randy MAGA, MAGA.
At Randy MAGA. And Aubrey. You care to give out your Twitter handle there?
Twitter handle?
Yeah, whatever it is.
What the heck's a Twitter handle?
Don't get me started.
I don't have one. However, I do have a song.
Oh, geez. Onto the show.
By Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
To Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
Whoops.
It is by the Mamas and the Papas.
And?
This is dedicated to the one I love.
Oh. Wow.
Okay, so anyway, once again, we thank all of you for being listeners to the show, and we're very thankful for you. And once again, though, as you give thanks tomorrow, please keep our veterans, our military personnel, our first responders all in your prayers. The soldiers and sailors who seem to be lost, may have lost three. And, of course, you had those border agents in a bizarre type incident where they evidently were attacked with rocks or blunt instruments. It's just a really bizarre type of crime. But they're, you know, they're putting their lives on the line for us out there all the time. So please, and while we're all giving thanks tomorrow and having Thanksgiving meals and getting with friends, or maybe even if you're staying home alone, whatever you're doing, just remember that out there on the streets, out there in the jungles, out there in the deserts, out there wherever, are our military and our first responders, and they're out there doing their job. Okay, so once again, please be thankful for that. And, of course, our president, Can't be thankful enough for him, especially the barrage of attacks that the man is getting. It absolutely is unprecedented, and it is uncouth, and it is impolite.
And it's unfortunate. I mean, he's really working very hard. I mean, even his trip down to Mar-a-Lago, I mean, he's going down to his place for Thanksgiving. And, of course, they're saying, you know, why are you going down there again, and all the costs involved and all these things. And the reality of the situation is you're not even having your show tomorrow night, right? You're all celebrating being thankful tomorrow. That's an opportunity for us to come together.
How many trips, Randy, did he go to Hawaii, Barack Obama, right?
A lot.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, that'd be a lot, right? And they wouldn't even fly in the same plane. Imagine that
cost. But I want to give props to the Palm Beach County Republican Club. They had over 1,000 people that showed up down there to greet him when he landed. Yesterday.
That's fantastic. It's funny how.
And that's just a wave at him, basically.
Yeah, that's terrific. Yeah.
Donald Trump gave up a life of luxury as a billionaire, as a celebrity, to serve his country, whereas most of the people who are criticizing him, and particularly the Clintons and the Obamas, didn't give up anything, and they went into government to enrich themselves, not to serve.
All right. Well, we intend to enrich somebody tonight with a prize.
That's exactly right.
Let's get in another entry. We got to take a break, and then we'll have the last segment. So if you haven't gotten through yet, please call us 407-774-8255. Roger, you're up next. Thanks for calling tonight. Happy Thanksgiving.
Smart. Yeah, blessed Thanksgiving to all the Titans there. Yeah,
thank you.
It's been a really fun night.
Thank you. Thank you.
This song could be dedicated to all the leftist Democrats and some of the reputes.
Oh, yeah. Love this tune.
Oh, yeah. I love that song.
Let's take this into the break. When we come back, we'll have Dolores' entry and yours, too. You're listening to the American Adversaries. Happy Thanksgiving. Whatever he could, preach a little gospel.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress, and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
The American Adversaries, as we help you kick off your Thanksgiving weekend in style. Hopefully you've enjoyed tonight's show. I know we have tremendously, and we always enjoy hearing from our listeners. All right, so tonight's contest was to come up with a tune for us, and you dedicated or not, singing or not, we just wanted to hear some tunes. And
the audience has outdone themselves.
Boy, I tell you what, reminded me of some great old tunes I had already forgotten.
I know.
And Dolores is up next. And if you want to call, now is the last call for calls, 407-774-8255. Hello, Dolores. How are you doing tonight? Happy Thanksgiving.
Doing very well. And I want to thank all of you for those kind words about our president. He certainly doesn't hear enough of them. And I want to dedicate my song to all these women who have had to come out of the shadows, and some for years past. I know this is kind of a serious entry, but in my youth, I too suffered what a lot of these have gone through, but in my case, I just rebuffed whatever advanced, but had to walk away from many jobs, both in Hollywood and in other cities. Show business is hard. So the song I've chosen is from the musical Chorus Line, and this, and it's, they're talking about what one does and gives up for show business, and the song is What I Did for Love. And in my case, in the case of many others, what I didn't do for love, but it was love of the craft, not the creepy old man.
Well, so, well, first of all,
this is just a tip of the hat to those women.
Well, and I want to tip my hat to you, because that took great bravery, great courage, because you did the hard right thing, even though it, you knew that it, you would suffer financial consequences. That is true bravery, true courage, and all women should be very proud of you and want to emulate you.
Thank you
so much, Dolores. We appreciate
that.
And
the funny thing is we always make jokes about the Italians being the Latin lovers.
Yep.
But I went to Italy, and there you could see any producer or director, the top names, and, I mean, in almost 5 years there, only one guy who was a producer made a pass. All of the others were perfect gentlemen, and I found that very interesting.
How about
that? Well, Dolores, they didn't have many Democrats in Italy.
No.
I guess they didn't.
They didn't. And those men were terrific gentlemen, and they really appreciated femininity.
I appreciate you. Well, thank you so very much.
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate you being out there. You are in the contest. Let's listen to a couple of bars.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, that's a great musical chorus line.
Just as a side note to that, I wrote an article for Florida National News about this last week. The reality is, yes, this has affected women, but this issue also affects men, and I think it's important to recognize that no matter what side you are on, whether your socioeconomic status, your gender, your race, or your sexual orientation, that is a dual issue that's affecting a lot of people. It just so happens it's going in one direction right now.
Indeed it is. And I'm sure it'll be talked about a great deal over the holiday weekend. All right, it has come time for us to choose a winner, and we'll start with Nick LoCicero. Nick?
I am going with Gary, who had Hooked on a Feeling.
By the Troglodytes.
Love that one.
Oh, I do too.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, all right. Pierce Outlaw.
Ron with Imagine.
Imagine, where he improvised the lyrics.
While on I-4.
While on I-4.
I want to give him the Driver of the Year Award.
Exactly.
Mary Lee, you want to get in a vote here?
I'll look at it first.
All right, let's go to Randy while she looks.
I'm going to go with the same one, Imagine. I just thought that was brilliant, and he did that on the road and didn't have a car accident, so I thought, you know. And
he sang.
He
sang, yeah.
All right. How about you, Aubrey Kahn?
I want to go with Peggy, who dedicated.
You got to do that.
I got to do that mic.
You're going to go with Peggy, you said?
I want to go with Peggy, who dedicated it to the Vietnam vets. We got to get out of this place.
Okay. All right. So far we got two for Ron, one for Gary, and one for Peggy. All right, and so it brings us to you, Mike.
Well, that is tough. I mean, I love about, you know, that what Ron's was terrific because he used his imagination, right, beside mm-hmm. the song, but Peggy.
Yeah. Wow.
I threw a curveball in
That's
there.
That's last time.
All right, so we got
yeah, you describe everything as great.
We got two for Ron, we got two for Peggy, we got one for Gary. Marilee, anything
Come on, Marilee, you got to go with the...
he's lobbying. Wait a second. You could be disqualified.
I'm
waiting to see the money changing.
Yeah.
All right.
Any, meeny, money, mo.
It's done a lot more professionally than that.
What's funny is that, you know, just looking at all of these and listening to everybody and so forth, I kind of like dancing in the sheets.
In the streets.
In the streets.
Marilee,
dancing in the sheets.
Where's Joel?
Oh my God!
Yeah,
where's your mind?
Wait, no, actually, it is from Footloose.
Dancing in the sheets.
Dancing in the sheets.
The reason she said that is because it looks like when I wrote this, my T and R.
But it's actually
like
a song from
Chris.
From
you
Footloose.
Set her up.
What a way to get the
dancing
show.
In the sheets.
Okay. All
okay.
right.
Oh, she's right. There is a song called that.
Okay. No, of course there is.
But that means you got to break the tie.
No. As a matter of fact, I'm creating a three-way tie because I'm voting for Gary. With the troglodytes hooked on a feeling.
So
we got three winners.
Rigged.
No, we got three winners.
Well, then that's outstanding. We got three happy people out
we
there.
Got,
that,
we got
they
three.
They get the complete package?
No, but the happiest is going to be Joe Turk.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing in the street. Now, which one was that? Oh, that was Rick. All right, mm-hmm. So Rick will get a runner-up prize, and Gary, Peggy, and Ron will all get first prizes.
Wow.
I tell you what, though, everybody's entry was just so excellent.
Great.
It was a fun contest.
Oh,
Can't
yeah.
thank you enough.
Doing it today with all the people, all the things they have to do to take their time, call in, and enjoy it. That was terrific.
So once again, here it is.
Found the song. It is right. That is stupid.
Well, here's to your sheets, and maybe there'll be some dancing going on over the weekend. More power to you. Don't forget Larry Elder up next, and then WDW News tonight. We'll be back Monday night. Please enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend and have a very, very safe one. God bless you all, and thank you so very much.
That was fun, good show.
Opinion. Passion. FM 105.5. AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's 7 o'clock.